Game 2 of 3 between the Cardinals and Cubs. John Lester and the Cubs looking to make it 2 straight after dropping 6 in a row. We'll take it to the top of the first. Jose Martinez at the plate.
A swing and the ball is looped into right center. It's going to drop. One run scores. Here comes Tommy Pham. The throw goes into second, over second, all the way to third. And the Cardinals lead 2-0 as Jose Martinez drives in, runs 5 and 6 of the year.
They've had players who have struggled, though. A lot of
bullpens. That's right. That's usually the plan B. That's not a bunt. That's a long drive to center. And that is gone. Into the greenery beyond the center field wall. Javier Baez leadoff home run in the bottom of the third inning. And he cuts the Cardinals' lead in half. It's 2-1 St. Louis. Home run number 9 for Baez.
Couple of guys block.
Been around. And Steve Blass is another one.
Big, big lead. And there's a lob over and Pham's out.
Well, stop the presses.
No runs, no hits. A walk, a pickoff, and nobody left. And the lob was good enough because Pham was a good 15 to 20 feet towards second base. Halfway through the game, 2-1 Cardinals.
I think the tough thing is to figure out what to do when it's actually going on. And Mike Matheny going with Mike Leake. Cub fans on their feet. Schwarber at the plate. He has 8 home runs, 19 RBIs. First pitch, high fly ball, deep left center field. And this ball is gone. A grand slam home run by Kyle Schwarber has given the Cubs the lead in the bottom of the 7th inning, 5-3.
Here's the pitch. A swing and a ground ball to third. Bryant has it. His throw across ends the game. The Cubs have won the first 2 games in this series. A 1-run affair yesterday and a 2-run game today.
Mike Leake goes 6 2/3, 5 runs on 6 hits. John Lester goes 6 innings, allowing 3 runs on 6 hits while striking out 4. The Cardinals have now lost 5 out of 8 against the Cubs this season. Mike Matheny and the Cardinals unable to come out on top against the Cubs on Saturday as they lose 5-3. Here's the Cardinals skipper on the loss.
You know, had a 5-pitch inning the inning before and looked good and, made a decision to let him get that last out and, it didn't work. It's the fact that he's been one of the best pitchers in the league. And down a couple guys in the bullpen, too, that potentially could come into that spot and, felt Mike's going to give us our best chance. Yeah, it was nice to get a couple in the first and put pressure on and left a little bit out there in the second, kind of that same thing. We get in a good position to add on and keep momentum going in a positive direction. And, unfortunately, we weren't able to keep that going right until Yadi gives us a little more room later. But, we got to figure out ways to get those runs in when they're giving them to us. I thought they created pressure and tried to figure out ways to get on base and thought they did a nice job of being aggressive.
Mike Leake drops to 5-4 after the Cardinals lost to the Cubs on Saturday. He goes 6 2/3, allowing 5 runs on 6 hits. Here's Leake on the loss.
Yeah, it shows you how fast things can happen. So it's just a matter of coming back out next time and continuing what I've been doing.
The pitch to Schwarber.
It was slightly. It was where were we wanting to go, but it was slightly elevated and slightly on the plate, a little too much for him.
I guess my question that sounded though, it seemed like you still had good stuff. Did you feel like you were still?
Yeah, I did. I still felt good. A couple pitches on that John Jay was big, get hitting him, and then that pitch to Schwarber.
I guess how tough is that when it flips a jersey?
Yeah. It's just part of the game.
Did you know it did right away?
I had a feeling it did. He reacted immediately like it hit him. So.
What's your stuff overall today?
Pretty good. Yeah. Still trying to get everything on pinpoint, but everything's kind of coming along. It's just one of those games.
Yeah, the inning before that, you had 5 pitches and kind of get through it. You feel going into the seventh as strong as any previous inning.
Yeah, if let's hypothetically say it was 7-5. I mean, I still felt like I was strong enough to go more.
Tommy Pham would get picked off at first by John Lester to end the fifth inning. Here's Pham on the play.
Get a big lead, and you know, this is the first time he's ever made a successful pick, and who knows how long. It worked for him today. The approach was to, you know, get off about 20 feet, and I was going to go. You know, I was looking to get, like, at least two bags today. It didn't work.
What about in the first inning, too? I mean, you bunt?
Yeah, that's just on me. Nah, that was just me. You know, I'm not really feeling good at the plate, so I figured I would use that to get on.
Tommy, when you're on against him, there's always a threat that he could throw. I mean, because a lot of guys don't get the big lead based on the possibility. Is that running through your mind as you're taking a bigger lead?
Nope. We just go off with what he's done in the past. You know, if I'm vice versa, if I'm hitting, you know, the ball good away, you know, they're not gonna keep throwing me balls away. You know, I don't know. He did something different today, and it worked for him. So you adjust.
How far is too far with him then? I mean, if you can.
I don't know. I felt like I was right around 20 feet from what I measured earlier today. If anything, we felt like I probably could have got another step. You know, he picked. He normally doesn't pick. That's it.
Series wraps up on Sunday. It'll be Michael Wacha on the hill for the Cardinals. Kyle Hendricks will take the hill for the Cubs.